All right. Well, I am DJ Eddie Mack here in the Beaver Den Sessions, and joining me today is Abigail Young with an interview. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So one thing that I'm really curious about, actually, is when did you start making music?
Well, I've always loved singing, and I started making covers on YouTube when I was, like, in seventh grade. And then around freshman year is when I started writing, and I'm a senior now. And so I've been writing for about 4 years.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's a classic way to get started is covers on YouTube, right? that's pretty cool. So how have you felt that you've grown from doing covers on YouTube to where you are now, senior year?
I mean, I've definitely learned a lot about my own voice and my own limits. And I've also taught myself how to edit video and audio and produce and all of that stuff. So I've used my production skills to make my own music, which has been very exciting.
That is very exciting. So you mentioned that you're a senior. How has being a student affected you making music?
I mean, I have written a lot more during quarantine, especially. I've written a lot. But I think a lot of the emotions that have come through the pandemic and everything have kind of gotten rid of my writer's block almost completely, actually. So as much as I don't like this pandemic going on, being a student and also being a musician has, my skills have improved from that.
That's good to hear. That's pretty sweet. So would you say that the pandemic and quarantine inspired a lot of your music that you've been writing and making?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't write specifically about the pandemic, obviously. But I have some songs that came forward during that time.
All right. Mm-hmm. How do you think your sound has changed, like the sound of your music from maybe when you started, or maybe even from freshman year when you started writing your own?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be oriented like only towards pop and like the top 40 artists. But as I taught myself how to play guitar, I realized that, you know, the singer-songwriter genre is what I'm most comfortable with and what I think my vibe fits with the most. So it's definitely, it hasn't changed too much, but it's changed a lot more than I originally thought it would.
Yeah, I don't know many middle schoolers and early high schoolers that aren't into top 40 stuff. When I was in seventh grade, I loved the top 40. all right, that's great to hear. So you said singer-songwriter is what you're comfortable with right now. What are some of your influences? What are some of your musical influences?
My biggest name probably is Ed Sheeran. He's a big influence of mine. Jack Johnson, Adam Melcher, Lizzie McAlpine, sort of those.
Oh yeah, I respect that. Jack Johnson's probably artists. My favorite singer, honestly.
Oh, he's so good. I love him so much.
I had a teacher in seventh grade that all he played was Jack Johnson.
Oh, that would be my dream.
So growing up, did the music your family listen to or your friends listen to kind of affect you, give you a different perspective when you were starting to make your own music?
I mean, a little bit. I listen to the radio mostly, like either my dad's like 80s music or like the top 40, which is what my mom listened to at the time. But I definitely had some influences like Norah Jones. I think she was a huge influence in my music. But I have gained more influence ever since I started exploring artists on my own, I think.
That's pretty cool. So for most of your songs, is it just you with the guitar? Do you play the guitar when you're singing?
Yeah.
And it's just you and the guitar most of the time? That's pretty awesome. And you produce it all yourself?
Yes, I do.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
All right. So where do you see yourself going next with music and maybe after high school making music?
Well, I'm planning on going to Montana State to major in music performance and or music technology. I haven't fully decided yet, but I'm definitely planning on making this a full-time career, hopefully.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
Thank you.
One thing that I struggle with, even without being a musician, is balance in my life. Where do you find the balance in being able to write music and perform or record?
I mean, I think it's definitely hard to have like a balanced schedule as a musician, because my writing style is that it just comes to me like at the most random times. Like I could be like trying to go to bed and I'm like, no, I need to record this. But the performance aspect is a lot easier to do, obviously, just because it's a scheduled thing. But
yeah,
it's definitely a little more difficult when it just comes to writing and inspiration, because you never know when that's just going to strike.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm wondering now is how did you go from just playing? Did you get a lot of encouragement from your friends and family saying you have this talent, right? You should make music. Or is that something you decided on your own?
I mean, it's always been something I've always wanted to do. It's been like a consistent path for me. But I also did a lot of musical theater and such. So, I mean, I definitely got a lot of support from there and a lot of experience from there, but also my friends and family are always so supportive in what
they
do.
That's awesome. Do you think that doing musical theater helped you grow as a singer?
I think it helped me gain a lot of performance experience, and I think it helped my voice become a lot stronger. So I would say, yeah, it did.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So before you started producing your own music, how were you doing that? Did you have help, or were you just doing that yourself?
Well, I used to just like set my phone up and just record myself without any sort of like extra. I got a computer for one of my birthdays, and then that's kind of how it started. And I just looked up YouTube videos and kind of just figured out how to use the editing software myself.
All right, that's pretty awesome. All right, so you've written some music in quarantine. What are your plans for, or do you plan on releasing any music in the near future, maybe, is what I should clarify?
Yeah, I released a song almost a month ago, but I have all the songs written for an album, which I'm very excited about. I haven't fully recorded everything, but I've gotten done with the writing process, which is very exciting.
Yeah, and albums, that's a big deal. I've interviewed a few other local musicians, and an album is still a little, they said they weren't sure they were ready for that. That's really awesome that in high school you're making an album already. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right. I don't know how much more I have for you here. I can't think of it. Is there anything about your music that you'd like to share?
I don't think so. Just if you want to listen to something relaxing, you can always look me up on Spotify. But I think it's important to let other people know that even if you don't have a lot of experience and if you're scared to start, just start writing, start putting something down, because if you're too scared to start now, you will never start. So it's kind of just, you need to get the ball rolling and then the rest will come with it.
Yeah, I agree. Any musicians out there here at KBVR, we love local musicians. We love student musicians. Thank you very much for being here, Abigail. Like she said, if you want to listen to something relaxing, you can look up Abigail Young on Spotify. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you doing this interview as part of the Beaver Den sessions.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Yeah. Well, I wish you good luck in making music and at Montana State. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.